You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
Presidents of the US, Donald Trump, udale zinye futhi. Futhi. Hey, Trump, my daughter, I love this guy. Anyway, listen to what he had to say in the White House during a press conference.
And that's so beautifully stated. And Caroline said, number one, she did say, and I shouldn't say this because it's politically incorrect, she said, she's beautiful, and you are beautiful. I'm not allowed to say that, you know, that could be the end of my political career, but I said it anyway. But you are beautiful, and you're beautiful inside. So I wish I had more reporters like you. You covered Africa for a long time?
Yes, for over 10 years. Wow. I covered even your first administration.
Yes, I know that. That's great. Well, thank you. That's so nice that you said
thank
that.
You.
Appreciate it.
So you are speaking to a reporter who's black. I dropped my daughter. And obviously enamored by her and spoke about the fact that he thinks she's good looking. And he even said, bruh, the press secretary told me not to say this, but duh, there you go. Right? You know, he's on a second term. He doesn't care anymore. Even Madame Ella, you see, on his second term, he went to go see a lady that had breast cancer. Bonnie last week. And then he said, is it because you're breastfeeding too much? These old men, second term, anything goes, Baba. But anyway, it got me thinking. So, me now, personally, and I sometimes try and tell Sol this, I don't play around at work. No personal compliments, no hugs, none of that, unless you're my friend. Yeah. I don't play this game for various reasons, but you just want to keep it professional. And also, you don't want to blur the lines. Sometimes you may just compliment somebody thinking, Jay, it's just a compliment. Then they think you like them. Now you guys have awkward moments at work, right? So I'd rather not. Just keep it about work and keep it moving. What are your thoughts, Sol?
I'm a huge complimentor, if there's such a word. I will compliment you, hey? However, there's always a way. Like, you see that Donald Trump compliment? I feel like it was genuine, but obviously the time and place, you know, but I do feel like it was genuine. And there's a way of giving compliments, even at work, without making it sexual you know, without saying, oh, your man is lucky. You see, already there, you've made it now.
Awkward,
you know what I mean? So I give compliments, but I'm very aware of the timing, the surrounding. If it's a meeting, I'm not going to get up in a boardroom meeting and say, by the way, before I start, I really want to say, Mfundo, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, time and place. And I feel like that's what Trump did. But you're right. It could be very awkward. It could end up being, oh, yeah, remember Saul, he always gives compliments. If one day, God forbid, I'm in trouble for something, then people will go back and say all these innocent moments were red flags. But I think there's a way of giving compliments, time and place, without also making it I want you or I like you. No, just you are beautiful. That's it. Move along. Don't act funny afterwards.
What do you think?
I'm generally a person that would keep to themselves.
Yeah.
So no hugs, no handshakes. But when I got here with Saul, I absolutely adore him. So any compliment from Saul, I think the whole station can say the same thing, that it's always harmless and honestly coming from a good place. So he's the only one I would accept that because I know him now. I know he's a generous.
So the first time you heard it, though, what did you think?
No, I just thought,
because you didn't know him then.
No, I just thought, he's just a sweet guy, honestly, because he was very funny about it. He'll open the door. So he's just sweet, Saul, and it's with everyone.
And I like making people feel good about themselves, even with Uncle T. You know, Uncle T is all about drip.
Yeah.
When he comes in and he's got, he loves tracksuits. I'm going to be the first one to say, whoa, those look amazing. In fact, he once gifted me with a really beautiful pair of sneakers because I told him, I said, those are beautiful, man. And then one day he said, hey, go to my car. There's something for you. And then lo and behold, it was the pair of sneakers. So it's with everyone just to make people feel good, especially if it's honest and genuine.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a story. I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again in case you've never heard it.
The first day
I ever met him, poor my boy, right? So I won my job at ATV. It's 2005. One of the first interviews I did was on Fresh's Breakfast Show. I was still at Y. I walk in. Y was still here in Rosebank. Mpo was obviously the first one in the studio. I walk in, the studio is still closed, and I texted a call and I said, hey, I'm outside. Mpo comes out to open the door. She looks at me literally from the top to the bottom, up and down, and she goes, you're quite good looking. Then walks away.
But that's because we had been talking about you beforehand.
Oh, boy.
So it's one thing to have people talk about someone, and then when you see them, you're like, oh, okay, maybe they didn't lie. He is good looking. But outside of that, so I'm literally like Saul. In fact, over the years, I've been accused of being a flirtatious somebody because I'm just a happy-go-lucky, spread the happiness, spread the love. I will compliment whoever for whatever that I think looks good on you. Because at the end of the day, you know, you never know what that person is going through. Maybe that moment of upliftment is what they needed for that day. So if you put in the effort to look good, to smell good, to, you know, do your makeup properly, I'm going to tell you good today, I udi khatile. You know what I mean? It takes nothing away from me. Absolutely. And I do that even with strangers. Mm. If I'm walking around, even in the mall or whatever, and someone looks good, I will tell them, you look amazing. I'm not trying to know where, you know, because girls can be very weird. They'll be like, oh, you look so nice. Where'd you get your dress? Ah, girl, whoa. Whoa. Just tell me I look nice and keep it moving.
Okay. So let us know what your thoughts are. Compliments at work. Or, Jay, compliments in general. How do you feel? Are you one of those that will give them in the workplace? Is it appropriate or inappropriate?
I'm just cheating the air. I'm looking from soil to you. Me and you know, particularly whenever I compliment a man, he thinks I want him. And sometimes I just don't want you. I'm just complimenting you. That's all. You look handsome. And come on, I'm
funa lona. Yeah, one again. That also means now we're going to shoot. That's another thing. Because it depends where the compliment is coming from. He usually wants you. And then you compliment him and he thinks there's an opening.
You know, I'm quite strange. Very, very weird. So I like giving compliments, especially if somebody's dressed nicely. The perfume smells good. You know, you look good. I'll tell you, yo, you look so good. I like your hair. I like your whatever. I like your handbag. Da, da, da. But I don't want people complimenting me. It feels so weird. It feels so weird. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. So I like giving compliments, but I don't like compliments. Yeah.
Since the world, look, I will compliment. Mina, I always do, even at work. Harmlessly, so you know, like not meaning anything. More especially when someone smells nice. I can't hold myself up. Okay. Straight.
Now here's another thing, and Saul kind of brought this up, right? How a compliment is passed. Sometimes guys think they're passing a compliment and they think it's innocent, but it's actually offensive.
Big time.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, it's how it's said.
Morning, family. Hi, Sizwe. You, I'm a big complimenter, Shem. I don't want to lie. And I feel Uguti compliments, they spread positive vibes, okay? So if someone looks good, just say it. Doesn't take anything away from you. Thank you.
I like complimenting people, strangers especially, because you know that smile after saying something like, thank you. You can actually see that it's a genuine smile, and it's, I like that. And I have a colleague. Yeah, now when you compliment something, she makes an effort to tell you where she bought it. Like, and you're like, no, I'm just telling you, your clothes look good. You know, no need to tell me where you bought them.
That is funny. No, Bella, maybe I think she's trying to help. She thinks she likes it. No, go get it for yourself.
It's like those people when you say, oh, I like your jersey, and say, oh, this old thing. No, it doesn't matter whether yakdala, whether incha, it doesn't matter.
Ew, ew. You know what compliments I don't mind giving?
Yeah.
Compliments about work.
That is true.
Or, like, if you do your job well, that one I can tell you easy. No problem.
That's true.
You see, because that's appropriate now at work. But what am I doing talking about yo? Aye, aye, aye.
And those are the ones we appreciate,
hey?
But I'm not yo-yo-yo-yo-yo.
Well, yo-yo-yo-yo-yo.
No, 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 not the yo-yo-yo. I'm saying the ones about work are the ones we appreciate and we wish for. Because when you compliment their looks, it almost takes away from what somebody does professionally. And I think that's why women sometimes get sad if the first thing you would say is something about the exterior. Because they want to...
It's the first thing I see, though.
I mean, I was going to say, it depends. If, as Saul had said, it's outside of the boardroom, then sharp. But you can't stand up in the middle of the boardroom and the first thing you say is, by the way, I think you look hot. Come on now.
Now you feel uncomfortable.
Right? Yeah. And you feel that's probably your only contribution, which is what we as women keep fighting about. That perhaps compliment me outside, we love those. Yeah. But in the workspace, if you can compliment me on my work, then I feel you're not distracting people from what I actually do.
Mm.
So, yeah.
As a good-looking guy, I'm an ally. I can relate.
You know, some compliments are a little bit indirect. For instance, if you go to work looking glammed up, pretty, well-dressed, nice hair, makeup, the first question the colleagues are going to ask would be if you've got an interview later or if you have a date later. If you get those questions, then you know hore o di khatile. So some people, you know, they have, you know, they have a sneaky way of complimenting you. So I think it depends.
Mm. I love compliments. Complimenting denial, ne, that I find very offensive is you awesome, so we are happy. Do you have a date? Like, I can't just be pretty without having a date.
No. Well, okay, I can see why you're offended. But the fact of the matter is, you don't look like this every day.
Yeah, you made an effort so on Manje, this day.
What's a special occasion? Because I'll find now, Daizolo.
Valid.
This is a fact. So I'll find Daizolo.
Mina nenda la dezizo kamu compliment abantu besimame. Hayi, I'm sorry, make absent. Angiba compliment abantu besimame mina unless if they related born. But nje emsebenzini njena always avoid it. Even nje lento kamu haka abantu besimame njena ayine avoid njena. A simple handshake is more than enough. Hayi, amajita angina stress yabona. But hayi, goya mnandi namhlanje. Sharp sharp yabona. Ngiyandlula but then nje kwabantu besimame hayi, make absent.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.